They that love thee shall prosper. November 26th. Prosperity promised. They shall prosper that love thee. If God's blessing rests upon you because you surrender all to Him, you will prosper. If you turn from God, He will turn from you. His hand can scatter faster than you can gather. Our Savior refers us to the fowls of the air, which sow not, neither reap, nor gather into barns, yet their heavenly Father feedeth them. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. These lilies, in their simplicity and innocence, meet the mind of God better than Solomon in his costly decorations, yet destitute of the heavenly adorning. Can you not trust in your heavenly Father? Can you not rest upon His gracious promise? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Precious promise! Can we not rely upon it? The length and usefulness of life do not consist in the amount of our earthly possessions. Those who use their wealth in doing good will see no necessity for large accumulations in this world, for the treasure which is used to advance the cause of God, and which is given to the needy in Christ's name, is given to Christ, and He lays it up for us in the bank of heaven, in bags which wax not old. He who does this is rich toward God, and his heart will be where his treasures are secured. He who humbly uses what God has given for the honor of the giver, freely giving as he has received, may feel the peace and assurance in all his business that God's hand is over him for good, and he himself will bear the impress of God, having the Father's smile.